Nearly 300 people in Maine died in 2015 as a result of drug overdose. You probably know someone affected by illegal drugs. My administration wants deadly drugs off our streets, but we also want those who are addicted to fully recover. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. 1,300 babies last year were born in Maine affected by or addicted to drugs. Recently, law enforcement charged parents from Sydney with a felony for heroin possession and endangering the welfare of their one-year-old baby who allegedly ingested their heroin. These are horrifying situations that are tearing at the fabric of our communities. How many more Mainers must suffer or even worse, die for the legislature to pass meaningful legislation? Policies have the power to persuade people to change their behavior. But we cannot help them if we do not send a message that Maine is tough on drugs. I supported a bill that strengthened drug penalties, but politicians weakened it. A misdemeanor does not provide prosecutors the influence needed to help someone with heroin addiction. Rather than a slap on the wrist and a $400 fine that does not break the cycle, we want addicts to receive the treatment they need to reclaim their lives and become healthy and productive again. In fact, one of my bills would add at least 200 beds to the Maine Correctional Center for the treatment of substance abuse, as well as beds for medical and mental health patients and beds for geriatric patients. But we must make addicts accountable too. That's why I support the bill for stricter drug penalties, which gives the court a tool to help addicts. A felony charge gives prosecutors the ability to place an individual into treatment through drug court or a deferred disposition. Maine would not be an outlier. There are more than 10 states that impose a felony charge just for possession of marijuana. We should at least impose the same penalty for possession of a deadly drug that is killing 5 Mainers per week. We must send a message that it is simply not worth the punishment when you get caught. Thank you for listening.